I'm Kev Dolan. I'm an EC member for the North West, elected EC member for the North West. I'm also the convener at McVitie's in Manchester on Crosley Road, and I've been for 10 years. I've been on the EC for a year now, first year, so it's a debutant, but I'm getting used to it and getting the hang of it. The Executive Council, it sort of like oversees the campaigns and everything else to do with the union, monetary-wise, financially, and membership, and how we represent our members. I've got to say, it's an absolute privilege for me to be elected. As in every role that I've had as a trade union rep, and I've had a trade union role since I was, 22? It's every role that I've served as a trade union rep has been an absolute privilege representing the classes that I'm from. This is probably the most significant role I've had in a trade union. And again, like I say, it's a real privilege. And I hope that I can represent the members of the North West to the best of my ability. I think, right, so we're in the sunniest part of the country, I believe, this morning, in God's country, Manchester. And it's an important part of trade union history, Manchester, because it's where the trade unions are set up. Not also that, but it's an important part of economic and social history, Manchester. Down the road, you've got a scene of the Peterloo Massacre, and also the place where the Industrial Revolution took its hold, with thriving cotton industry and the obviously Manchester Ship Canal and things like that. This is home to me, and it should be home to most trade unions. On saying that, also, it's the home of the central office of Usdaw.
We are celebrating 125 years this year, aren't we? Yeah. What's the sort of message to people here today?
One thing I would say is there's never probably been a more important time to join a trade union as there is today, with the attacks on the trade union bill and what we do and how we carry out our work. The attacks on young people and inequality in society. The lack of social mobility for people who are in underprivileged areas. It's never been a more important time, and it doesn't matter how old people are. Whether you're a youngster just coming into work, people need that hand to hold and guide them through it. Whether you're older and you know you're more vulnerable because your job is more at risk. We sit here in a city centre, and like most city centres have high streets, you only have to look around the places that aren't trade union recognised. So you have a look at these places when you talk about how important a trade union is. You go back to some of the issues where there aren't trade unions. Something that all trade unions need to do is up their game, get into these places, make sure that the people that run the businesses understand how beneficial having trade union membership is at the store or workplace. Because we are firefighters, but we also, the one thing that I became a trade unionist for was to sustain people's jobs, make sure people are in work, but we do it in the right way. We represent people, but we also make sure the company is viable to be able to employ those people. Because what if the company prospers? It should only be right that the members prosper with it.